Look at verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God, there's your spiritual birth. You can't handle the kind of love that God gives unless you've been spiritually born again. The Spirit of God makes that love real and understanding and puts an emotion in that, because Christ in you. How did he get in you? By your being spiritually born. And several times in verse 5, it mentions, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Take that to heart, what he's saying. But there has to be a spiritual birth. Not to become religious now, but to be spiritual. There's a lot of difference between spirituality and being religious. When there's a spirit there, God works through that spirit in us to transact his truth, give us understanding, give us guidance, give us leadership. But the Spirit of God handles the truth of God in us. And how do we get that? By being spiritually born. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And friend, these things that we talk about and try to do is try to put the things of emotions of God in a normal situation. It doesn't work. The love of God is fantastic. It's fathomless. It's marvelous. But it takes the Spirit of God to put the life and understanding and give guidance and truth to that love. So the spiritual birth, I've talked about the spiritual birth many times, and we go on and you go on, but you're missing the very heart of the thing. We join church, we're water baptized, we turn over a new leaf, we set new goals, but we neglect the fact of getting down. Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me for Jesus' sake. He died for me. Come into my life. And when God transacts that new birth in you and that burden is lifted, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. You've come out of death. You've come into the spiritual life. Think about it. There's a great and wonderful truth. With that life is peace and hope. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed of thee. With that life, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, there's a pureness of the heart. These verse gifts of the Spirit there. You notice in Corinthians it said we, and I'm paraphrasing, we really can't say Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit. That Spirit of God gives us understanding of divine wisdom and truth that is an emotion of the life of God within us. Are you catching what I'm saying? Because it is real. We can be religious as all outdoors, but not be spiritual and walk in the light as he is in the light. As men are led by the Spirit of God, how do we get the Spirit? By being spiritually born.
There are a lot of churches that have departed from that. I went to a funeral this week.
And what has happened is we've drifted away from the principles of truth. We've drifted and fallen into a form of godliness.
Mm-hmm.
We are very religious and we've got an organized religion, but there's no divine life that's working in it. I was talking to someone recently about a church that has fallen away, and the members or the attendance is very low now. I knew the pastor, but the fact is, what's happened? They've drifted away from the living truth. We suffer when we drift away from the truth of God. And we suffer when we don't get the wisdom that's given to us by the Spirit of God. You let the Spirit of God transact in you and give you a meaning of what the love of God is and it's going to change you from one end of you to the other. He puts the meaning. He puts the wisdom. He gives us understanding. He interprets the truth. And when he gets done with it, you've got the real truth. You haven't got some fantastic idea about religion. You've got truth. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. God's people are blessed people. But it's amazing how many things they bring in from hither and yon and expect to serve the purpose. The true word of God is the foundation of our spiritual life. If you're not reading the Bible through at least once a year, you better start. You're missing a whole lot of gracious truth and wisdom, and it's amazing throughout the prophets and all how they speak of the various things that happened. Think about it. It's a life, not a religion.
It's not a life. It is the life.
It is the life.
It's the life of God.
Look at one thing. This scripture here speaks of born of God, and he talked about, as we talked last week, about God dwelling in us. Now, if that's the truth, and it is the truth, if God indwells us through the Spirit and the Word, he's going to influence us. We are not going to influence him.
Right.
Now, when he dwells within us, and the change is there, there's a difference in that kind of a love. It's not a forced energy. It's a natural response because God dwells in you and he has influenced your mind, your thinking, your understanding, your walk. But he's dwelling in you. He is the life. He is the love. He is the truth. He is righteous. He dwells within us. Now, if he dwells within us, he's going to affect us and what we do, how we do it, where we go, what we say, the things we do. Are you catching the truth that's there? Another thing. He dwelling within us, you're going to get an unusual revelation of the light of truth in your heart. Love is going to mean something it never meant before. Truth is going to stand out. A relationship with Almighty God moves you and strengthens you and blesses you. Are you seeing what the thing is, friend?
You got to start from square one.
You've got to be spiritually born. Get me into church. They begin to think in a natural way, and next thing you know, the Spirit of God is grieved because we haven't obeyed him. And so we're drifting into a religious form. We've lost the life, we've lost the inspiration, we've lost the anointing, we've lost those things that come from God. I ever think one time a fellow asked a preacher, what was the anointing? He said, I don't know what it is, but I know when it ain't. That sound that kind of caught me off guard, and I didn't grasp that. He said, I can't explain it, but I know what it is when it isn't there. That's what he was talking about. And another thing right there, so the Spirit of God will let you know whether there's light there. That Spirit of God is a great comforter. And he's your companion. He indwells you. He inspires you. He lifts you. He keeps you. He gives you power when you need it. He gives you understanding to guide your feet in the path of righteousness. Thank God for the comforter.